Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
What does that actually mean to nourish? And in Ephesians 5:29, it says, so how do I love my wife as I love my own body? It says that I'm to cherish her and then nourish her. And I think nourish simply means that I need to figure out how do I actively love her according to how she likes to be loved. There's a great quote that basically saying that love is a verb. So love is an action, you know, that I need to figure out how to put my feeling of love towards my wife into some sort of behavior. So if we think of it that way, that love is a verb, it's not a noun, it's active. Love is not just a feeling of passion and romance, it's a behavior. How I end up loving my wife can be based on the things that I love. Mm-hmm. You know, when I invite her on a Saturday to sit down and watch a college football game. I mean, come on. How loving is that? Yeah. I mean, seriously, can you think of anything more loving than for her to sit with me and eat some popcorn and drink something and watch a football game together? Mm-hmm. That's the perfect day for me on a mm-hmm. Saturday. Not so much for Aaron.
She
hates football. And it's not at all. So, I mean, I know that that's intuitive. I think at some level we get that. But I tell you what, you'd be surprised at how many people we're going to gravitate towards what feels loving to us. And that can send mixed messages again to our spouse. I mean, I wish I could say to my wife, hey, get my heart. I mean, my heart was to love you. When I ask you to watch a football game, don't miss that. But a lot of times they do. They miss that. They're not getting the heart part of it. They're getting why would I even love that? So it does. We don't gain anything by doing things that we like for
so
our spouse.
So we should maybe make it a point to find out what kind of gifts, what kind of actions speak love when you're not in the moment at the 11th hour. Wait a minute, real quick, I'm going to get you a gift because tomorrow's Mother's Day. What should I do? That doesn't fly so well.
You just freaked me out, by the way. I had to think, what month is it? Yeah. It's not Mother's Day tomorrow. Yeah,
sorry about that.
I get your point.
You know
Thank
what I'm saying,
you.
Though? So talk about that.
I threw up in my mouth a little bit, but I missed that one.
Yeah. So, but I mean,
of course,
to ask,
I distracted myself. What did you just ask?
I'm saying that to make a point to know when it's not the 11th hour, because that
That's
even,
right.
I mean, there's something about our gestures that have, at least for us as women, there's a lot of baggage that can go with them because we tend to carry a lot of baggage. I hate to admit that, but there's so many emotional connections.
I don't agree with that,
yeah,
Susie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, fine.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I think that one of the best things that we can do is, we talk a lot about this, is stay current with our spouse. What each season, my wife changes. And what she needed, you know, from me in specific ways can so change so quickly.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.